we enter back into ordinary time, the time of the year that is not focused on one of our main celebrations, but it is not a time that is simply routine or mundane. It is a time of learning and growing. This week we have the Feast of the Holy Trinity. Next week, the Feast of Corpus Christi. These two feasts always kick off ordinary time again after the season of Easter. But this feast, especially of Holy Trinity, is one of a mystery. It is one that is so deep, but yet it touches and impacts all of our lives. The story of St. Augustine, one of the probably most brilliant people of all time. And he was mulling over the Trinity and what it meant and how it applied to his life. And he's walking along a beach as he was doing this, and he comes across this little boy. And the boy has dug out this big pool, and he's going back and forth from the beach to the pool with a seashell at a time. And Augustine sits and watches and watches. Finally, he can't figure out what the boy is doing. So he goes over to him and says, "Son, what are you doing?" And the boy says, "Well, it's pretty obvious." He says, "I'm emptying the sea and I'm filling my pool." And Augustine says, "Oh, this, you can't do this. It just simply can't be done." And the boy looks at him and says, "I will fill this pool and empty the sea before you will ever comprehend the meaning of the Holy Trinity." And with that, the boy, in reality an angel, disappears. So if this is something that is so deep and so far beyond human understanding, human knowledge, is it something that we just give up on? Just let it pass by? Thinking it really has nothing to do with our real life, with our ordinary daily life? Or do we think maybe attempting to grasp what the Holy Trinity means is something that we'll just leave up to the priests? We'll leave up to the religious. We'll leave it up to those who are dedicated to this. You know, what else does the priest have to do after Sunday morning until next Saturday night? It's a joke. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And so we have to understand who God is so that we can understand who we are. Been many attempts over time to make this understandable. The three interlocking triangles of St. Thomas Aquinas, the three-leaf clover of St. Patrick, this, a folded blanket in three folds of St. Giuseppe of Cupertino, water, ice, and steam, one substance, but three very distinct and very different actions. So even though at its core, the Holy Trinity is a mystery, we can get glimpses of it. And we see why it is important. It's more than just this theological concept. It impacts our lives here and now. When we search for it in the Bible, it's not there. It's not in the Old Testament. It's not in the New Testament. Some say that because it's not in the Old Testament or the New Testament, it's something that the early fathers of the church just made up. But we can see it when we read the Scriptures in the light of Jesus Christ. We see so many references to this in the Old Testament. In Genesis, when God made Adam, he says, "Let us make him in our image." The author of Wisdom that we read in our first reading today, wisdom was there with God before there was anything. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he set the limits of the sea, made the skies, set the foundations of the earth, I was beside him as his craftsman. I found delight in the human race, so much so that he became one of us, born, died, and was raised for us, so that we could be with him for all eternity. In the New Testament, we hear spoken of all the time as well. Paul doesn't use the term Trinity, but in our second reading today, he does speak of the Father and the Spirit and the Son. God has accomplished all the works in all of their actions. In the Gospels, Christ is all the time referring to himself as the Son of God. It was completely opposed to the Jewish way of thinking because for them, God was just this one all-powerful being. And they were just simply meant to take his laws and his commands and follow them. He was a distant father, similar to how they still see him, similar to how the Muslims see God. But Christ speaks of him as Abba, kind of like a young child calling out to his grandfather, Papa. This term of endearment, this term that it signifies a closeness and it signifies a relationship. And Christ in our gospel today tells his disciples, I will send upon you the Spirit of truth. He tells them, everything the Father has is mine, and he will take what is mine and share it with you. We see the Spirit at work in Christ all the time. It was the disciples who were limited. They only saw Christ as their friend, this guy that they were walking with for the most part. And little by little, they had to see his works so that they could begin to understand he wasn't simply another human being. He was and is God. And then after he has returned and ascended into heaven, then their hearts are open to the Spirit so he can come and enter into their lives. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit always working together in a willing submission and a willing sharing of each other's lives, acting as one in this communion of love. And that is where it really rubs off into our lives. We are made in his image and likeness. We come to life in a community. All of us have a mom and a dad. Most of us have brothers and sisters. Our faith itself comes from a family. Christ was God. He could have come any way he wanted to. He could have just appeared. But he chose to be born. He chose to come to live with us, becoming one of us, being born of Mary, having Joseph as his father. And he finds delight in the human race. He does all of this within the bounds of the Holy Family, lived in love and in communion. We see the Trinity indeed does matter. It's a centerpiece of what we are as Christians. Our lives as Christians isn't about following blindly some laws. It's about following the laws that we have in love. It's about having that personal relationship with our Father, personal relationship with the Son, personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Creator of everything wants to live with us and have a relationship with us. The first letter of St. John tells us that God is love. Not something that he does. It is who he is. But to love infers a beloved. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a community. These three persons pouring themselves out continually in love for each other. The self-giving communion didn't simply begin when Christ came and walked the earth. It always was and always will be. One substance, this community of self-giving love. That is really the meaning in our new translation of the creed that we recite every Sunday. Consubstantial. One substance. This means that we can't be truly happy in isolation. We are called to live in community. True happiness comes from giving of ourselves in love, participating in the life of God's people. Christianity is the building of that community of divine love, building the community of the church in our local parish, but building it also in the diocese and building it throughout the world and also in the family. The mom and a dad, a child distinct from them, but who in many ways has their identity from them, in that relationship with them. We receive this unique identity, every one of us, and dignity from God. The sacredness of human life is something that we receive from God, being made in his image and in his likeness. It is nothing that the Jewish faith has. It is nothing that Islam or Buddhism or atheism, no other religion has it, or lack of religion. Only Christianity, being made in that image and likeness of the Holy Trinity. That is the foundation of our personal dignity, the foundation of our individuality and our freedom for every human being. For the unborn, conceived in the womb, for the infirm, for the elderly. For all of us, it's not something that we take on ourselves. It is something that we receive. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity tells us who God is. By seeing who God is, we see who we are in his image and likeness. It is the foundation upon which we build a life here. It is the foundation upon which we build eternity.